Well, in the studio now with an update from Basin Rec, I have District Director Dana Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how's it going for you? Settling in, you know, everybody's name and job title, or still working on it?
I am still working on it. I've just finished about 2 months now, and so it's been great. It's been a whirlwind, but I'm still working on the names, I think.
Yeah. And I just noticed as I pulled open the website that it looks like you guys are using a new platform now for members, using the MindBody platform. People have to re-register, or?
Actually, we've been using that since, I believe, November is about when they started it. It was before I came on board. But most of the people have been transferred over. And there's a few people that still show up at the field house with some questions, and the staff there are great getting them lined out, getting them the apps on their phone, and it's so much easier for people. We've had so many good compliments on it.
Okay, basinrecreation.org, if you just did, it's right there on the opening page if you haven't done that yet.
Yes.
Okay, let's see, the Winter Trail Challenge, what's that about?
You know, I guess in the past we've done the Silver Ski and Winter Sports Extravaganza. This year, of course, everything's a little different with COVID, so we're doing something a little bit different. We have actually mapped out 5 different trails, and we're challenging, we'll say, people to come on out and do each of those routes. You can do them walking, you can do them snowshoeing, you can do them fat tire biking, Nordic skiing, and if you have Strava, you can go ahead and log it there. Otherwise, take some pictures of yourself and post it on Instagram, and you can be entered to win 2 lift tickets.
Okay. It's a free challenge?
It is a free challenge.
All right. And then you've got coming up next month the Around the Town Fitness Program. What's this?
You know, I'm kind of excited about that one myself, but it kind of gives everybody an opportunity to see what type of fitness programs there are all over the area. So twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll be going to different locations. We've partnered with a number of different fitness places around Park City. So we'll be doing things like bar and kickboxing and yoga and Orange Theory. So each day you get to kind of try out a different place, and it gives people an opportunity to see if maybe there's something different they want to do or add something to their existing workout and give yourself a little bit more of a challenge. So for a month, you get to go to, I believe, 8 different locations.
Okay. For free, or is there a charge to this?
There is a charge for that. You can sign up online on the website. I believe it's $100 for the month.
Okay. And are they specific classes that you've got to register for?
It's my understanding that you are registered for each of the classes as part of the program.
Okay.
So, and I believe most of the classes, like all except for one, are in the morning around 6, between 6 and 7 in the morning. So.
Okay. This excludes me once again. All those morning classes. Let's see. Finally, you're doing what you're calling trail access planning.
You know, this is an ongoing issue, as you know, and a lot of the community knows, but we are working on a short-term trail access planning document. We do have put together a multidisciplinary group that is doing a document for, so we can kind of come up with some plans to deal with some of our trail access issues, parking, overcrowding, undercrowding, and trying to get people a little bit more spread out and spaced out on the trails, and a little bit less impacts on some of our neighborhoods and that kind of thing. So we are working on that document. It should be completed by the end of March, and we are hoping to be able to implement some new solutions when spring comes around to kind of help the issues we've been having over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people who just say, you know what, it's like, it's good that we're outside. It's just like, let's just build these areas so the people can be there.
Oh, I think it's awesome. It is, and you're seeing it all over the place. I mean, the outdoor areas are just overrun with people trying to get outside. The problem we have, and we have some great trails. The problem was, I think, when the trails were built, we weren't thinking forward enough as far as parking and access for those trails. So now we're kind of having to take a couple steps back. How can we make sure that people can get to them? You know, there's a lot of different ideas. One of my favorites is looking at some kind of shuttle system, and we are working with Summit County Transportation to see what we can do in partnership with that. Because we want to promote people getting outside, and we want to promote healthy activity, and we want to promote the fresh air and see some of the beautiful locations that we have around here.
Yeah, so in the future, is it going to be harder to get those trailheads? I mean, when people see the traffic and the, you know, the parking and the litter that comes with, you know, trailhead parking near their homes?
You know, I think that with some advanced planning, we can kind of manage for the future a little bit better. We do. We have, and I think I talked about this last month, we hired a trail patrol, and he's out there at a lot of the parking areas. And really, his primary focus is the education and information. Now, our goal is to get compliance. We want folks to park legally. We want folks not to litter. We want folks not to to bother the neighbors. I mean, we've had reports of things like people knocking on people's doors to use their bathrooms. So we want to kind of avoid things like that. And I think it's working. And if you look at some of the data we have, it definitely is working. The numbers of folks parking are going down. We really aren't having to write that many citations because people are listening when we're giving them the information and talking to them.
All right. So when do you expect this document then to be completed? And
we are hoping to be able to be done by the end of March. So okay. It's going to be a short term. So like kind of a year's plan. And from that document, then we'll look at some more long-term solutions, things like possibly buying property, developing and building more trailheads. But in the short term, we want to relieve some of the pressure on some of our parking areas and some of our neighborhoods. And I think we have some really good plans in order to actually implement some stuff this next spring coming up.
So will it come to the board then first?
It will. We actually did a presentation in front of the our own board, mm-hmm. and we are going to be doing a presentation this week in front of county council just to kind of give them an update on what we're doing. And then it will come both before the Basin Board and before the County Council.
All right, for final approval and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And then in terms of Rob's, that was one of the very crowded, busy places. The district decided not to plow that area since the trail is not open after a half a mile or so. So what's happening there?
You know, we have some opportunity and options there that we're looking at. There's always, you know, we have a great partnership with the ski resort, and there's always an opportunity to maybe extend that trail a little bit if possible, but also look at where our parking is and how to get people there, maybe where they don't have to actually drive their car to that trailhead. So I mean, not plowing this year has seemed kind of a moot point because everybody tells me there's no snow. So we're really trying to manage that trailhead, even though not plowing it hasn't really made a difference on the number of cars there.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention?
I just wanted to say we have some great virtual programs we're adding to the schedule this next month. So if you check out our Basin website, there's some really cool stuff if you don't want to actually do some in-person classes. But we are beefing up some of our classes right now, both in-person and virtual. But we are still masks at the field house. So at least for the foreseeable future, we'll be reevaluating that in March, I believe.
All right, Dana, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Dana Jones is the district director for the Snidaville Basin Recreation District. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.